The red panda was looking right at me, coolly, dispassionately. He was about 40 feet up in the tree. It was 25 years ago. We're at the zoo. It was fall. There were no leaves on the tree. The sky was gray. And we're talking about a red panda here, not that black and white bear. The red panda is a beautiful animal. It's about the size of a raccoon. It has this great fluffy striped tail, a red back, black legs and underbelly, a white face with these tear lines that come down, and a deceptively innocent-looking face. And I knew he was looking right at me because he was 40 feet up in the tree, and I was about 25 feet up in the tree. And I was thinking to myself, how did I get here? It wasn't my love of heights. Like a lot of folks, I have a fear of heights, but I don't just get dizzy looking down. I have reverse vertigo, so I also get dizzy looking up. I should not have done that. So if I'm hiking and I get above tree line and I look up and I get all woozy, maybe I think I'm too close to the sky or the clouds or the sun or something. I don't know, but, you know, it's kind of like scary movies. They frighten us, but you get a kind of adrenaline kick from that fear. The fear can be fun. I wasn't feeling that kick that day 25 years ago. And I wasn't feeling that kick 40 years ago when I was fairly new to the zoo, and a very whimsical boss sent me out in the middle of a rainstorm, windstorm, to go outside and climb up on a chain link enclosure outside that was about 20 feet high to pull off some loose bits of plastic. So I'm up on this chain link enclosure, and the wind is howling, and I've got my plastic bag to collect the bits of plastic, and I'm really worried that the wind is just going to take the bag and fill it like a sail and blow me right off the top of this enclosure. And that might not be such a bad thing, because the denizens of that enclosure, three African crested porcupines, had wandered out of their den and were wondering what was going on above them. Now, when African crested porcupines wonder about things, their quills, which are about 2 feet long, stand straight up. And I'm on this enclosure, and I can feel it rusting beneath me as I'm lying there. And I think, it's gonna collapse, and I am going to land on the cement. I'm going to be smashed on the cement. But it's possible that my fall might be broken by the porcupines. So these are my options. I can be blown away, I can be smashed, I can be impaled. But you know, none of that happened. Our fears are often unrealized. I made it safely down. So that 25 years ago, when I got the call that a red panda had gotten loose at the zoo, and it was still at the zoo, but it was up a tree outside of its exhibit, I felt I had to do something. Because when I first came to the zoo, I came as a red panda researcher. And I did a lot of research with red pandas. But I moved on. I ended up doing research with naked mole rats, oriental fire-bellied toads, prevost squirrels, moon rats, house shrews, the usual, you know? But some people still thought of me as the red panda guy, so I went up to the top of the hill, and there were my associates at the bottom of the tree, and they were all standing around the base of the tree, and I said, "What you doing?" And they said, "Well, we've put this pan of food down here, and we're going to wait for the panda to come down, and then we're going to catch it and bring it back to its enclosure." I said, "Great. You got 2 days? Because the panda's not going to come down during the day. He might come down tonight. He might come down tomorrow night. They're not real motivated by food." So I said, "Well, what should we do?" I said, "Well, this has happened in the past. And what we do is we get a guy, we give him a net. He goes up in a cherry picker. And he gets above the panda, and he waves the net at the panda, and we're all standing there below holding a big tarp like a trampoline. And the panda jumps down into the tarp. We wrap it up, take it back to its enclosure. Piece of cake. We've done it 3 or 4 times. Real easy." And they say, "Well, there's no cherry picker." I said, "Well, you're going to have to get someone to go up the tree with a net and get above the panda and do the same thing." "You're nominated," they said. Okay, so I'm not even up the tree yet. Okay, So they get me a net, and they get me a ladder, and they've got the tarp, and I start climbing the ladder, and I look down, and that's not a good idea. And I look up, and that's an even worse idea. But I get to the top of the ladder, and they're all standing down there holding that tarp in case I get this done real, real quickly. And I get up to the where the ladder ends, and I start climbing the tree. Now, the red panda weighs about 5 kilograms, substantially less than what I weigh. And he's having no trouble climbing up that tree where the branches are getting narrow. And I'm climbing up there, and I get as far as I can go, and I've got my little net there, and I kind of squeeze into a little crook in the tree, and I just sit there. Meanwhile, my boss, Bill, who's been at the zoo much longer than I have, comes in. He's down at the bottom of the tree. He says, "Jesus Christ, David, you got to get higher up that tree." And I say, "No, Bill, I don't think." "No, I do think. I know. I'm not going any higher." He goes, takes off his jacket. He always wears this black leather jacket. And he says, "Jesus Christ, David." And he climbs up the tree. And he gets up to the top of the ladder. He says, "Get out of my way." And I kind of squeeze over to a little bit side of the little crook that I'm in. And Bill climbs up higher than I do. He gets 6 inches. All right, let's be generous. He gets a foot higher than I do. And I hand him the net. And he says, "You know, it's a lot harder getting up this tree than I thought." I said, "No kidding, Bill." So now there's two of us in the tree. No, there's three of us in the tree, and only one of us is happy to be there. Meanwhile, they found a tree guy who was working in the park, and he comes by, and he stands at the bottom of the tree, and he looks up, and he says, "Get down off the tree now." And Bill says, "You know, it's going to be a lot harder getting down than it was getting up." I said, "I know that, Bill." And I'm shaking. I look down, and that's bad, and I look up, and there's the panda like this. So we shakily get down, and we get down to the bottom of the ladder, and the guy pushes the ladder off, and he puts this belt on, and it's got all these buckles and hooks on it, and then he takes these two things that are like spurs that he puts inside his boots, then he takes this big strap, wraps it around the trunk of the tree, clips it onto the belt, goes all the way up the tree. And then he takes it off, and he's climbing all the way up the narrow parts of the tree. Gets up real high. We've given him the net. He shows the net to the red panda. The red panda looks at the net, goes whoop, boom. Red panda goes right into the tarp. They wrap it up, take the red panda back to his enclosure. Everything's cool. Guy comes down the tree, gets all the way down the tree, unstraps his belt and all that stuff, looks at us with just absolute disgust in his eyes. And says, "You know, that's a really good way to kill yourself." And he stalks off. And I scream to his back, "There are better ways to kill yourself. I just didn't have time to think of them today." But you know, it's really important to learn something from everything that happens to you. And I thought that day that I had to be up in that tree. That by being up there because I had to, that it would once and for all, cure me of my fear of heights. It didn't.